will spot it. Aaron Brewer will snap it. Spot it to 24 and attempt for 34 yards. Is up, and it is over in Cleveland.
The Broncos win a thriller in overtime against the Browns to remain unbeaten on the season. Hello and welcome to Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani, and as always, I'm joined by John Elway. And John, after the game, head coach Gary Kubiak said that right now, this is a good team that can be great. Do you kind of agree with him there?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at the way that we've played, I think defensively we've made, obviously played great the first six games, but there's still a lot of mistakes that we've made there and still have a chance to get better there. Offensively, you know, each week we've got better. We had 442 yards against the Browns, and so in running game, Ronnie Hillman ran the ball very well. So things are starting to loosen up a little bit for us on the offensive side. But when you look at it, you realize we do have a long way to go, and we've got a lot of upside there. So that's why being 6-0 and looking at it, knowing that we can get a lot better, is exciting.
Handoff. This is Ronnie Hillman running right side. Hillman with a good cut. The speedster inside the 20. Makes another miss. He's inside the 15.
One of the things you mentioned, that running game. Broncos really stayed committed to the running game, and it came through late. You think this is going to be a sign of things to come moving forward?
I mean, we're going to stay with it, and that's what makes it work. You got to be consistent with it, and you have to stay after it, and you have to stay with it and believe it's going to be there. And I think that that's what we've done. Gary stayed consistent with it and realizes that for us to be what we want to be as an offense, you know, we got to have that balance and be able to run the football. So it continues to get better, but we're going to continue to work at it. And I think that, you know, the constant, consistent work that we put into the run game will eventually work out for us.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll talk about a very busy November for the Broncos.
We are 6-0, but let me tell you something. Sitting there on that sideline, I see better. I see better. I see that we can be a better team. So what we need to get out there and do, we take care of this bye week. Everybody get back right, and we got to get out there and grind.
CenturyLink is rolling out 1 gig internet so you can connect to all the Broncos high-speed action.
CenturyLink, home team, home connection.
CenturyLink, partners in speed with the Denver Broncos and Emmanuel Sanders.
Broncos fans, are you connected?
The U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards Visa Signature Card. Flex points go farther. Earn more and redeem faster, giving more power to you. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 Flex points. Apply today at FlexPerks.com.
Only NFL Sunday Ticket brings you every game, every Sunday, no matter where you live. Plus, the Red Zone Channel, DirecTV Fantasy Zone, and more. For the ultimate NFL viewing experience, order NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV.
Rolling around, really holding that right leg.
That's Shane Ray, Dave.
Oh, boy.
Welcome back to LA Access. And, John, the bye week is coming at the perfect time right now. Broncos a little bit nicked up after that Browns game. Shane Ray goes down, Emmanuel Sanders goes down. How do you think those injuries will affect the team moving forward?
Well, anytime you don't want to lose any of our players because they're all valuable. And so anytime you lose anybody, it's always going to hurt a little bit. But I think that, you know, with Shane, you know, we're hoping he's 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks. But Shaquille Barrett came in, Jack Barrett came in and played great yesterday with DeMarcus Ware being down. So the good thing is we do have some depth, and the guys that when they get the opportunities have done a tremendous job of taking advantage of the opportunities of getting in there and playing when they get that opportunity. So that's where, you know, it's good to have the mentality. It's good to have the guys that aren't starters, but when asked and called upon to play, they're coming in and performing great.
Well, hopefully they'll come back for a very busy November. The Packers, Colts, Patriots. Do you think this is an opportunity for the team to really set itself apart from the rest of the pack?
Well, it's a good test for us, and I think that, you look at where we are at 6-0. We're thrilled to be 6-0, you know, especially with four of those six on the road. And so, you know, we get two out of the three with Green Bay and New England here in Denver, which is going to help. And so it'll be exciting. Those are going to be great football games. And anytime you play the great football teams in this league, they're always going to test. They're always going to test, and you're going to find out exactly where you are. So we've had a good start, but know we have that upside to go. And it starts in 2 weeks after the bye with the Packers coming in here, and it'll be a great test.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. That's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani, and that's been LA Access.